Thank you for giving us a call today at customer support. This is Sarah. May I start by grabbing your 5-digit zip code, please?
What happened? I was on the line with somebody. They put me on hold. And, well, my zip code is 30134.
Okay, 0134. I'm sorry, say that zip code one more time.
30134.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Dorothy Lyons.
All right, thank you for that.
Are you the supervisor that people have been turning me over to?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. It doesn't like any information was sent over, though, so that's why I'm just trying to find the account back again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Dorothy, and can you please verify that address for security purposes on your behalf, please?
4940 Winford Lane, Douglasville, Georgia, 30134.
All right, thank you for that. All right, I'm still here. I'm just trying to get the account loaded up. Thank you for being patient.
Yeah, because, you know, with this issue, she said I had a certain amount of time to counsel. And like I was telling her, I've been calling her last week ever since that came up on my car. I've seen it on my car. But I never could get through. And today I tried the number where y'all, where the thing said, press 3 and y'all would call me back. And that's the only way I'm getting through to y'all today, by y'all calling me. And I've been calling her since last week trying to counsel this thing.
Okay. All right. So I do see here where there was a, it looks like there was, go ahead and verify that address for security purposes for me one more time.
4940 Winford Lane,
okay.
Georgia.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. So yeah, I showed that there was a welcoming gift done for a tactical bag. That was back done on November the 3rd. Did you place that order for that tactical bag?
November the 3rd? I don't
yes.
know what day it was, but I it's some kind of bag. Yeah, I did do the survey for the bag, but they said the survey showed the price of the bag and said the cost was zero. I just had to pay the shipping fee.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So it's a welcoming gift. The only way that you're able to get the welcoming gift is enrolling into our discount membership store, which explained in the terms and conditions. So
okay,
the
I didn't see that because like I said, I didn't want to get, I mean, like I said, I've seen the bag and I like the bag and I didn't mind paying the shipping fee, but I wasn't getting into something that I know I'm not going to use. That don't even make sense to get into stuff that you're not going to use.
Right, I understand that.
We,
of course.
I didn't realize I was getting into it. I just thought I was just doing a survey.
Right. I understand that. Yes, ma'am. And, of course, we didn't know that you didn't want to continue with it. So that's why it billed you the $67.32. What you get with that is a $125 voucher that you receive in your email for our discount shopping store. So I can go ahead and close it out for you.
I understand that, but like I said, I don't need no $100 or something. I just need my money back.
Okay, so yeah, we can, it was already sent. All we can do is for the refund is give back 35% refund off of it.
But like I say, you know, y'all had this thing set up where people can't get to y'all, even in time when I'm trying to get to y'all to counsel. Because as soon as I seen this, I was trying to call, like I told you, like, ever since last week, I've been trying to call to get through. And so happened, I tried to press the 3 thing, and that's when I get a call back. I had been trying every day, calling it, and I just get that repeated thing till I get tired of staying on the line. So today I pressed the 3. So to me, that's even in the phone calling, Ms. Edencombe, when you're trying to call and correct something, you can't even get through.
Right, but we do always provide, you know, we do provide a callback too, though, to all of our customers. So we would have gotten around to give that call. You gave you a call back on the exact day of when you called.
I found that out today.
Right. Okay. So what we'll do.
I was trying to wait. If this is credit, I was trying to get it over and sell it. That's why I kept staying on the line, calling every day, staying on the line, trying to get through.
Okay,
So
so
balance, they ask these three things.
right. Okay, so what we can do, since it wasn't properly canceled in time and that voucher was sent, I can give you a 50% refund back on that charge. You can still use the voucher that was already sent since we're not able to take it back, and of course it will stay canceled. Hello. Hello, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so would you like me to process that 50% refund for you today?
I really don't want the refund, but I guess I don't have no choice, and I can't get nobody to give me my money back. Very unsatisfied, and I just feel like I've been misled and misguided.
I
found out about the survey, not the survey goes no more.
Yes, ma'am. If you do, just make sure you always read the terms and conditions, because every time you get something for just shipping and handling, there's always a trial or there's always something to it. So just always make sure.
You always read. That long list or whatever. By the time you get to the end, you're tired of reading anyway.
Well, you can look under the billing section part. There's the different sections to all of it, like all of it. But I did go ahead and process that.
I'm not that familiar with all this stuff, and
I got you.
I tried to find what I could. So I'm not familiar with all this stuff, so they put all these terms or whatever stuff in there. But I just stay away from this stuff.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and give you a refund confirmation number of the 50%. Would you like to write that down?
Go ahead.
All right. It's R as in refund. 2625 31529.
Oh, they're not gonna be billing my car anymore.
No, ma'am, we're not. We're completely canceling your account.
People don't do them. Okay.
All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day. Bye-bye.